Hey everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. It's great to be with you again today. We are here discussing more of the doctrine of the Trinity. If you've heard me in the past, I've called it Trinity Schminity. Today I'll have a new phrase, Godhead Schmodhead. All these confusing, conflicting terms that have been plaguing Christendom. You know, it's interesting. God's desire is that he reveals himself. He wants to be known. And yet man has shoved God, religion has shoved God right into a box and covered him up. How do they do that? Through doctrinal statements and confusing terminology and false expressions like Trinity and Godhead and all that other nonsense. But once again, and this is true of me personally, my religious background successfully hid God from my view. But once again, through correctly cutting the word of truth and properly translated scriptures, God once again will become known. And we're going to find this true as we study this topic. In John chapter 1, we read this. In the Concordant Version, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was toward God, and God was the Word. This was in the beginning toward God. All came into being through it, and apart from it, not even one thing came into being which has come into being. Now, in John 1, we see this phrase here, the Word. It's the Greek word logos. Now, Christ as the Word reveals God through sound. He appeals to the ears of his creatures. That's what God is doing here. That's why he's called the Word. Sound, listening to words. God's revealing himself through words. And now consider John's listeners in John chapter 1 here. Who is he writing to? John is a minister of the circumcision, so they had the Hebrew scriptures in their background. And John here connects Christ with all that went before, all the Hebrew scriptures. So what are we going to do? Are we going to connect this term logos with some mystical maze of theology, or are we going to connect it with the revelation of old? I think we should connect it with the revelation of old. This logos is not meant to confuse us like philosophy and Christian vague Trinitarianism or any other false expression of Christendom. This here is a revelation of God so that God can be known, so he can be loved. This is what God wants to do. The theme here is God's revelation of himself in John 1, and he wants us to know him. But what has tradition done? Tradition has hid him. Tradition has hid him with translating this with and was God. It's nonsense. The King James here screws this up so bad. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's how the King James translates it, and I believe just about everyone has followed this tradition. And so no object can be with itself. It's plain English. No object can be with itself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God is absolute nonsense. No object can be with itself. The word with implies difference, and the word was applies identity. Implies identity. So it's just nonsense to translate it like that. So the Concordant Version has it right. It translates the word with, pros, as toward. The word is not near God, but it is directed toward God. That's the thought here in John 1. It's not talking about nearness, but direction. The word points to God. And just to give you an idea, look up these references. In John 13:3, we see this word translated toward, where it says Christ came from God and was going toward God. It doesn't say he's going with him. In Acts 4:24, it talks about prayer toward God. It's directed toward God. And you can also see this in Acts 12:5. In Acts 24:16, Paul said he had a clear conscience toward God. In Romans 10:1, Paul has a prayer toward God for Israel. In Philippians 4:6, that famous verse talks about making your request toward God. Make it known toward God. So all those references have no idea of nearness but direction. And just in John chapter 1 itself, we see that. In John 1:29, John says this, on the morrow he is observing Jesus coming toward him. There it is, toward. In John 1, verse 42, if you look down, and he led him to Jesus. Now, if you look in the Concordant Version, it has a little D next to to, means toward. If you look in verse 47, Jesus perceived Nathanael coming toward him. So in none of these places could you ever translate this with, and neither can you translate it with in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was toward God. The Word points toward God. Christ shows us or points us to God. And yet, what have we done? Traditional theology has made Christ the deity instead of making him the one to point us to him. It is through Christ we know God. The word, it sums up all of the titles in which God reveals himself. If you go to the Hebrew scriptures, God goes by the title Elohim, Yahweh, Yah, El Shaddai, Adon, and Adonai, pardon my pronunciation. And remember, John is a minister of the circumcision according to Galatians 2. So what is John doing here? John's not looking to prove the identity of the word with deity itself. The very title Logos denies this teaching. It denies that the Logos is God the Father. John here is concerned to identify Christ with the God revealed to the Hebrew people in their scriptures. John wants to show that God is using the same mediator that he had used before in his dealings with his earthly people all throughout the Hebrew scriptures. The God who appeared to Adam, the God who appeared to Abel, the God who appeared to Noah, the God who appeared to Abraham and the Jacob and the Samuel and the David and to all the prophets is now come in flesh to finish the revelation he has begun. That's the thrust of John here in John chapter 1. Well, I hope this clears up a lot of confusion on this topic. I hope you go back and search the scriptures. Trinity, Schminity, Godhead, Schmodhead, they don't exist. God wants to be known. Those terms of Trinity and Godhead have only covered him up. God wants to be known, and Christ points us toward God. That's the great teaching. We believe in one God, the Father, out of whom are all is, and we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all is. All comes out from God. He's all is out of God. All is for God. But God does everything through his Son. He's revealed himself to us in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stick with God's revelation. Let's stick with God's truth and not man's lie. This is Dan Sheridan. Gotta run. We'll talk to you again next time.